بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله وحده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the Prophet Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united, and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as I advise you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. And Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, this FYI, I pulled a muscle in my hip, opposite the muscle I pulled during the summer. So if you see me limping, that's why I'm limping. If you see me grimacing, that's why I'm grimacing. But Allahu Alam, we're here, and it's about Allah, it's not about me. So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu wa يا أيها الذين آمنوا يكري جهم من نفدو لماتي إلا النوري وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ وَهُمْ مُتَّقُونَ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Translations as follows. We seek refuge with Allah from the rejected shaitan. Allah is the ally of those who believe. He brings them out of darkness into the light. And those who disbelieve, their allies are tagut. They take them out of the light into darkness. Those who are companions of the fire, they will abide internally therein. And this is the second surah, the Baqarah, the 257th ayat. And we say, Salakallah Wadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, The Life of a Friend of Allah. The Life of a Friend of Allah, the God. Reported narration of Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever shows hostility to a friend of mine, I have declared war upon him." My servant does not grow closer to me with anything more beloved to me than the duties I have imposed upon him. My servant continued to grow closer to me with extra good works until I love him. When I love him, I am his hearing in which he hears, his seeing in which he sees, his hand in which he strikes, his foot in which he walks. Were he to ask something from me, I would surely give it to him. Were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant it to him. I do not hesitate to do anything as I hesitate to take the soul of a believer, for he hates death, and I hate to displease him. So with today's presentation, you know, what comes to my mind as I prepare it is that something that we as individuals and we as a community should always focus on. And when Allah, highly glorified is He, brings His attributes to a beginning of an ayah, it is a sign for us to pay attention. And of course, we know that all of God's words are for us to pay attention. But for this, we to begin with El Wali. The Quran said, Allah says, and without doubt among men, the nearest of kin to Abraham are those who follow him and are also this messenger and those who believe. And Allah is the protector of those who have faith. And I use this ayat as well. This is important because by referencing Ibrahim alayhi salam, we can put the intellectual piece into this. Very important. Allah is the friend, the protector. Allah is near to those who have faith, who has showed us his faith the way Abraham, alayhi salam, Ibrahim has shown us his faith. He even because of his faith, he questions God. Now, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but the fact that the protection comes with the faith. The friendship comes from the faith. And I think since I have been an imam, period, and especially resident imam, I've worked over this word. I've worked this word over, Amina. We get so much out of this word and its meaning from the Quran, but we have to understand it's a level word. It's a level word. And what I mean by that is faith has levels. Faith has that faith is by levels, and friendship is by levels, and life is by level. Everything has its levels. And for someone to be considered a friend of God, now understand, let me put this disclaimer out here right now that, yes, the creator, sustainer, maintainer of everything is going to do for his creation regardless. You know, even someone or something that causes confusion or pain, in that, and still is the plan of Allah. And they even have fall under. He may not be their friend, but he still controls, because nothing in creation goes unnoticed, is what I mean by that. But to be on the level of God's friend means you have to have gotten to a place that comes, and when we look at the grammar in today's ayat, the fourth form. And again, Imam Qasim, he always refers to the fourth form, Radilandu, as it's wanted for causing the first action. It's wanted for causing the first action. And I want to make sure we look at this faith, this word in detail, because faith has benefits. There is no way to measure faith. There's no way to measure faith because you can consider it to be like fluid. It's fluid. How much does the ocean weigh? And I'm not trying to return back to the lessons book, but you can feel where I'm trying to go, because your faith is by what you go through, what you deal with. Imam Muhammad, right, he said that faith takes the burden of shaitan off your back. Now, when a child of Adam, alayhi salam, is born, tradition tells us that the shaitan is the reason why they cry. But of course, traditionally speaking, in the world, they give us the story because the doctor hits the baby on the backside, that the baby reacts, and that's how they know the baby's okay, because it starts crying. But studies have shown that the pressure of childbirth If that pressure of childbirth was applied to an irregular, this irregular adult, that it would kill them. It would kill them. So why isn't the baby already crying when it comes through the birth canal and comes through labor, going through all of that? The baby should already be crying before a little tap on the backside happens, because that tap is nothing compared to what the childbirth was. See, during that labor, the child is already at a level of faith that we cannot understand. You know, while being cozy and living inside of the mother, free room and board, a jacuzzi, all the food they want, all the amenities they want, they living the life inside of the womb. They're already living a life with no worries. That is what faith is. And I would say, and we could discuss it at any point in time, that faith in the womb is also form four. It's also the first action. And we know that Allah is the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer, the two mercies. And we know in the root word of that is a womb. Is a womb. And that womb of the mother is a mercy. That is what can be considered the first action of faith, as we said in that fourth form. That is where we learn to have faith. The mercy of God increases faith. And having faith increases the mercy. And the more mercy you get, the more faith you will have. And again, you cannot measure faith, because when you need more of it for something, it is there. You don't even know it until you're dealing with the situation. This is what happens in the life of a friend of God. Allah says, and he brings them out of darkness into light. First, think about the womb of the mother. It's dark inside. Think about when you've been dealing with a situation in your lives, and you consider yourself dealing with some darkness. It's dark. It's dark. I'm dealing with a lot. Some dark days ahead of me. Some dark days I'm going through. It's all symbolism, thinking about it. Think about the intellectual side again, as I started with, the intellectual side. Darkness also stands for ignorance. When you're not using your God-given gift, our intellect, the aql, it's a gift from Allah. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported that, said that, I'm paraphrasing, he said, that is God's greatest gift to us is the intellect. The greatest thing he has given us is our intellect. Do you know what will bring you out of darkness is using your intelligence? Having faith is also a function of the brain. Having faith is a function of the brain. And I know we've been told that it's only the heart. No, it's the heart. The heart is right there. It's part. You can't have it without the heart. You feel it in your heart. It rests on your heart. But the action that is needed is a brain function. And when we go back to Iman, we go back to Iman now. Right? Amina. Faith, belief, but it's also trust. Allah is the friend, the protector of those who trust in him. Who trust. This is why it is a function of the brain. Because it is the intelligence of the creation. Because we have the free will, we get the bigger choices. Other creations do not get a choice, but they trust God unconditionally. You feel it in your heart, but it takes your intelligence to figure out, what's that feeling I have? That yearning. Right? I'm missing something. But until your brain makes it clear to you, you still won't know what it is. And have you ever been like you have that feeling where like something just don't sit right with me. I can feel it. But once the brain figures out, when your heart gets settled, I knew it. And as I close, and this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam did, and I ended up right back at it anyway, Allahu alam.
When he asked God, and how will be the resurrection be? God asked him, well, what, you don't have faith? And he said, reply so that my heart might be settled. So Allah, highly glorified, he in his wisdom, he didn't just give him more faith. He gave him something that he could think about, something that he can analyze, something that was going to give it to him that he can register with his intelligence and his intellect, and then he can settle his heart. He had to trust God. The life of a friend of Allah. Imam Muhammad, he said, trust God as much as you can, and your brain will start working better for you. I mean, for me personally, I'm like, yeah, that goes in everything. When we trust, you know, trust, again, is a brain function. Faith is a brain function. You have to think these things through. You cannot tell someone that's dealing with something, oh, yeah, you need just to have faith. Have faith. All right, because you can't call Duke Energy and say, look, I got faith, you all ain't going to cut my lights out today. I got faith I'm going to get gas in my car so I can get somewhere and get to work and try to make the bill. That faith, the tradition is to tie your camel first. Then have faith in Allah. That's tradition. Allah will do what the will that he has said. He's going to do what he's supposed to do. But you have to think about what's going on. How can I adjust? How can I change? How can I reconcile something? That takes our brain. That takes our intelligence. That takes our intellect. That takes our akal. There's no reason for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell us that this is the best gift. Right? And we're just a few weeks away from the holidays. Right, we can't avoid it. You can't. I don't care unless you go put yourself in an old bomb shelter. You ain't gonna for at least 3 months. You can't avoid it. So we're just a few weeks from the holidays. How many times do we think that the phrase "This is the best gift I've ever got" was said? Just on one day, how many times has somebody said, most likely a very young person, "This is the best gift I've ever got"? Well, for us, the human creation, really, the best gift we have ever been getting is the intellect that God gave us from himself. That's the best gift we've been given. Even to recognize that the gift somebody gave you on that day is good, took your intelligence to tell you that. Because what Charlie Brown used to say, I got a rock. He knew, this ain't a good gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Only if we use it the best way, and that way is to recognize God, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his works, in his actions, his will, his guidance, his path, our hearts. Recognize him in our hearts. That's where we recognize him at, because our brain has told us. And don't get me wrong, you know, because I've worn the heart out up here before too. It takes no back seat. It's big. In our faith, the Quran, subhanAllah, the Quran was placed upon the heart of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? But what? And this is something that's not even, you know, they say off notes. It was placed upon his heart. But the first thing he was told was Iqra bismillahi khalaq. He was told, read in the name of your Lord. There was no book in front of him. There was no tablet in front of him. There was no scroll. There was no nothing. He was told to read. See me. Use your intelligence to recognize your creator. That's a sign for us. The heart is the purest place to be. And see, our minds can get all mixed up. Right? Your mind ain't right. Our minds can get off the path. This is why the trust we need has to come from the ability to be able to think. The trust is to get us out of the darkness of ignorance. And what do you think we're watching as the world unfolds right now? It's darkness descending. Darkness descending. A lot of times I get into conversation, they say, it's happening. Now I said, it's already happened. It's already happened. It's no coincidence that ignorance is the new thing. The more ignorant you are, the more you're given a platform to show that ignorance. Shaitan is still here. And you know, when I mentioned that earlier, the reporting, actual reporting is this. Abu Huraira, you know who? He said, I heard Allah's messenger saying there was none born among the offspring of Adam, but the Satan touches it. A child therefore cries loudly at the time of birth because of the touch of Shaitan. Except Mary and her child, Isa, alayhi salam. That ought to make some of our relatives real happy that we recognize that we were told that, and we believe that, and we accept that. But do not think that the open enemy of man is ever going away anywhere. Allah wouldn't let us know that he asked for respite, did not tell us, yeah, he's only going to be here for our now. No, he's going to be here till the end they raised up. And that's a whole nother goodbye. And the best place, Shaitan looks at this, the best place to touch a child of Adam is to touch the child of Adam in his thinking capacities. This is why Ibrahim, again, is the last level of the ascension. Because after we have done all we can do to make ourselves the better person, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All we've done to make ourselves the better person, the last thing we do is use our intelligence to understand what we have become. You don't become a doctor if you haven't been a resident. You don't become a resident if you haven't been to school before. You don't just become a doctor because you stayed at Holiday Inn Express. There's levels. Remember, levels. There's levels. There's levels to this. The more we learn to trust Allah, the more we can use our own intelligence to go through all of the stuff we face in life. Faith will not eliminate trials. I don't know anybody ever tell you that. Faith will not eliminate trials. Faith will not eliminate bad news. Faith will not eliminate the things that you dislike in the world. Matter of fact, faith will increase them. Because you got to have your faith tested. And it will also help you identify them. Something happens, this is a test from Allah. This is a test from Allah. Because you have a brain working to tell you that. If you didn't, then you would let your heart loose. Right. If you didn't have your brain letting you know this is a test, what I'm going through is a test. If you didn't, you locked your brain out the picture, then all of a sudden now you let your heart loose. Now that means you get emotional. You become irrational. And listen, these terms that we have right here, emotional, irrational, they're not by accident. They're telling us what we need to know. If you don't use your brain, you are irrational. You're acting irrational. You need to calm down. Right? If you don't use your brain, you become without ration. If you're acting emotional, you need to calm down. You're being emotional. Emotion. You're irrational. And you have no ration in motion because you become emotional. We live in the world right now. E everything, right? Emotion. You have become irrational. It's a movement. You go from one place to the next emotion. You've lost the use of that brain. But if we trust Allah, we learn to believe in Allah. And learning, what is learning? Learning is a function of the brain. Yeah, it's stored to the heart. Right? I learned it by heart. No, you learned it. I learned it and placed it on your heart. It's amazing how I can sit and I can hear a song, and I don't even want to date myself. How many years ago? And I still know every word to the song. It's amazing. We all can do that. Because evidently at some point in time, my brain said, you're going to remember this. And it just comes out. That's what happens. Our heart cannot learn something if the brain is not clearly being used. This is how you have to have a life as a friend of Allah. When Allah brings us out of darkness, and the word darkness is a kalarajah, it means to go out. But it also means to rebel. If we do not understand the quote-unquote secret hand, the hidden society, the behind-the-scenes people that are working in this world, they're nothing but workers of shaitan. That's all they are. They can have any title, any label you want to give them. They're workers of shaitan who do not want the best for you as a creation of Allah. And it takes us to rebel against that. What seems they want to be the norm, we have to rebel against that, the status quo. We have to rebel against that, because if the status quo is not in line with what Allah has revealed, then we're not with that. We'll navigate through it. Because it's like living in darkness is okay by so many people because their eyes have adjusted to the setting of darkness that they live in. You know, when you get up at night, you get up for Fajr and it's dark. And if you go in the bathroom, don't turn the light on or anything like that, it's still dark. But at some point in time, all of a sudden, your eyes have adjusted. Now you can see like the lights are on. Because you've adjusted. That is how our thinking has to be. We have to adjust inside of the darkness that we see in the world. The darkness that come into our lives. We cannot let the darkness become normal for us. We have to be so deep into our faith, so to speak. Not that you offend someone. No. You're so deep into your faith that you make them think, wow, they really are a believer. They really have bought into what they've been saying, claiming it. Wow. They see the difference in you. The best dawah is life dawah, personal life dawah. That's the best dawah. People watching you don't even know watching you, watching your actions, watching what you say, watching. They're paying attention to you and they're associating you with Al-Islam. That's the best dawah. You can give them everything you want to give them and they won't never think about it. But if they watch you, watch your character, watch your actions, that's the best dawah. When you come around, they feel it. They feel it. They want you in their presence. Right? The Prophet, the reporting of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was being asked, who are the friends of Allah? And he responded, upon seeing them, you are reminded of Allah. This bringing you out, that's in the ayah, it's also in the fourth form. Allah is bringing you to what has caused the action. Allah, his bringing you out is the action that has been caused. The action being that when you see a person that Muhammad is describing, you see the presence of God. You see you feel the closeness of God. Their faith is so ingrained that you can feed off of it. Their life reflects that they are at a point in their faith that is so secure, so unwavering, so non-apologetic. When you see them, you think about God yourself. How strong of a faith is that? You can look at their lives and you can see God all through it. Now this is Juma. We're supposed to reflect. Put our minds on Allah. Put our minds on how are we in our lives. Are we there yet? Are we doing what needs to be done to get there? Are we shortchanging Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will be our friend, our protector, if we give all of the faith we have to him. And sometimes humans have given so much faith in everything else except God. This is why the world, not just today, but in history of mankind, has had issues. Why? Because we have not got to the point in the trust that we need to be. Allah says in the reading today of Surah 14 at Kaf, in today's reading, he said, then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me? While they are your enemy, while they are enemies to you, wretched is for the wrongdoers as an exchange. And that's the great bridge basically for the rest of the ayah, but I'm only focusing on the first part of the ayah today, inshallah. And if you don't take Allah to be your friend, your ally, then you will then will you take him, speaking of Shaitan, your enemy and his descendants? And you know the word that's used is the thaw, and it means to. It means to sprinkle. It means to spread. And you know what people who keep up mess do? They spread a little lie here. Right? They sprinkle a little doubt somewhere here. And I'm not saying that they're devils, but the jinn is real. And the jinn takes over personalities. And I'm trying to show the difference between someone who, when you see him, you can feel that they are the very friends of Allah. And someone, when you see them, you can feel that they are enemies to mankind. Because even the shaitan knows that he cannot be an enemy to God. No, they place him there, but he ain't. Where are you seeing scripture? He said, no. I got to pay the price for this. Nothing can get on that level with Allah. And it is all about the level of faith that we can ascend to that will bring us to the wali stage with Allah. See, in our faith, if someone wants to get to know someone else, they need to be a wali. Someone who will not just protect the sister, he'll protect the brother as well, but to protect what Allah has established. Make sure there's nothing done in the darkness. Because that darkness, as we grow closer to Allah, will go away. There's more about that, because he says, I'll take you out of the darkness and I'll bring you into the light. So there's more to come on that. We become his friends. And when you ask a friend for something, you don't ask because you want to test their friendship. You really my friend? Well, I need you to do that. Nah, that you ain't friends. No, you ask because you need something. You want something for somebody else. When we have a family, somebody in our family pass away, or someone close to us, and we know that this week we've dealt with that in the community twice, here in Winston and here in our community in the state. And we say, may Allah accept their deeds and reward them with paradise. But when we do that, we're asking our friend Allah to look out for our loved ones. We cannot test Allah. Being friends means you have a special bond. And in the reporting that I used at the beginning, when Allah said, when Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says Allah says, so he knows Hadith Qudsi, he said, Allah said, whoever shows hostility to a friend of mine, I have declared war upon him. And it'd be more on that reporting next week, inshallah. Whoever brings that darkness to our lives, even if we bring it ourselves, is not an ally. No. This is not the darkness that we get rest in. This darkness right here is restless. This darkness doesn't settle. This darkness has a lot of like the clouds that have a lot of energy in them. This darkness doesn't rest restless. It is what Allah means by showing hostility. So our protector, our friend, is declaring war because it is the darkness that covers the truth for his servants. How did Allah look out for his friends? He revealed scriptures. He sent messages. He sent the prophets, alayhi salam, showing that it's not just a symbolic gesture that he did. It's a purposeful offering to send guidance to those who want to come out of that type of darkness. Allah is telling us that faith, that strong faith that we cannot see or touch, but we know is there and we can work on it, it will increase to a level that he will become our friend. That is all he's asking for us. And I'm going to end with this fable. There was a rabbit who was real popular with the animals, and he claimed all the animals to be his friend, to her friend. So there was hounds approaching, looking, and they were looking for the rabbit. So she tried to escape by going to her friends. She went to the horse to say, "Can you carry me away?" But the horse said, "Nah, I got work to do for my master. But I'm sure that the other friends would come to help you." And she went to the bull. And he replied, "I'm sorry, I got an appointment. But I'm sure one of our other friends will help you." And he goes to the goat. The goat feared that, they might come after me too. They eat goats too. But I'm sure another friend can help. So they went to the ram. The ram told them, said, "Nah, not the time, my friend. I do not want to interfere in this, what's going on. The hounds don't just, they don't just eat goats and rabbits. They eat sheep too." And the rabbit then said, "Well, this is my last hope," and it went to the calf, the baby cow, who regretted that he was unable to help her, and he did not take the responsibility upon himself. So as so many of the other persons, have declined to help, the other animals have declined to help the rabbit in this task. By the time the hounds got there on top of the rabbit was able to escape. Took off on her heels and escaped. The moral of the story is that he that has many friends has no friends. And my take on it is this, that Allah has to be our only friend that we put in that position. I'm not saying don't be friends and brothers and sisters, people. I'm saying to put in that position that your life is at stake, that you got nowhere else to turn. And we don't want to be like the rabbit and not look to Allah first. That rabbit didn't go to Allah. And when it was all said and done, the rabbit was able to use what Allah had given the rabbit to escape. Because Allah will make a way out for you in ways you did not know could happen. And have you ever seen what Allah can do for you when you are his friend? You can be amazed. You can be amazed. He will answer those du'as. He will give you blessings. Being just what the attribute is, a friend, a protector. Because we have a friend in Allah. And this is all in the life of a friend of Allah. Inshallah, give us the benefit of the day, which all praise due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'u al-'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou art alone, all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. Real quick,